This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A lot of people weighing in on the Netflix stuff. A lot of people glad that they're going to the game after the Tyson-Paul fight debacle with the streaming. I'm confident that they've worked out some of the kinks, I would hope. And B, this will, I don't know that the audience, for it'll be a big audience. It's NFL football on a holiday. I mean, there's going to be 20, 30 million people watching this. I think there was more than that watching that Paul Tyson fight was crazy viewership numbers. You know,
it was crazy viewership numbers, but it crashed everything.
Yeah.
Now the one saving grace for the NFL is that the total number of people watching is also going to include people who in Houston are watching on broadcast television.
Yes.
And in Baltimore broadcast television. So for those of you who don't have Netflix, don't worry, it will be available locally.
Yes.
It's just in all those other markets, you got to watch it on Netflix.
There you go. So the Philadelphia Eagles got some stuff going on right now. This has been a big story in no small part because they keep winning, even though they've got stuff going on. And I don't know that Nick Sirianni is the right coach for this kind of stuff, other than they keep winning. And Nick Sirianni just feels a little Forrest Gump-like, where things just seem to land his way, you know. But A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts may be beefing right now. This was after the game on Sunday. A win, by the way, over the Carolina Panthers. A.J. Brown was asked, hey, what part of the offense could improve right now?
What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
Passing is what he said right there. It's just one word answer, passing. This was Brandon Graham, longtime defensive end for the Eagles, leader in that locker room, doing a hit on WIP, our sister station up in Philadelphia, basically confirming that there is stuff going on right now between the quarterback and the wide receiver.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. And I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he noticed. He, you know, I don't know the whole story, but I know that one is trying. And, I mean, 11 could be a little better with how he responds to things. And they was friends before this. It's like, man, but things have changed, and I understand that because life happens.
Okay. So, I mean,
the biggest thing, I there is so much there. One, acknowledgement that, yes, there is an issue. Yep. Two, blaming A.J. Brown for the issue. Yeah,
Brandon Graham took a side.
But even then, you know, like, okay, well, maybe this is just a diva wide receiver kind of spouting off. They were friends before this. And implying that now they are not. So that's,
I wonder if there's a woman involved. Let's get on AI and find out who their significant others are. Not right now. You don't need to do it right now, but unless you want to. They were friends. Like, he literally said they were friends. So I was wondering, like, with this. You know, we're not in Philly. We're in Houston. You know, Philly's got strife going on in their locker room. So be it. I can tell you're looking it up right now.
No. I wanted to check my details. When you said there was a woman involved, maybe, or maybe, yeah. Steve Nash sprang to mind. So, because Steve Nash's child turned out to be the child of a teammate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's okay. About as ugly as it gets.
Yeah. Okay. I got to.
His wife, they broke up a few months before the baby was born after rumors of cheating allegations.
Okay.
And I can't remember. He thought it was one teammate, and it turned out to be a different teammate.
Okay, okay.
But both of them could have been actually the father,
she was
conceivably.
Active. Okay, yeah.
She was out there. Right. Yeah. So hopefully it's not that. God,
I hope not. I hope not. Let's pretend it's just normal football stuff. You're not targeting me enough. You run too much. I want the football, blah, blah, blah. I was thinking about this with the Texans, because this is a team, the Eagles, that are, what, they're on a 9-game winning streak. They're 11-2 right now. You could argue that they and Detroit are the two best teams in football right now, and yet they've got all this stuff going on in the locker room. The Texans seem very harmonious behind the scenes. If there were something going on with the Texans so far this season, Seth, where we could have seen something like this, or maybe it was even justified to see something like this, like one player disappointed in a certain part of the team. The one that springs to mind immediately is that C.J. Stroud, not only has he not said anything derogatory about the protection for him during that really bad period they were going through, he actually stuck up for the offensive line. Like, he could have just said nothing, you know? Like, remember that he did that press conference where he's like, you know, you guys have been criticizing him, so when they play well, I want you guys to come back and you know, say good things about them. So I think that would have been, like, the CJ would have been the one thing, like, if there were an equivalent to what's going on with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
That would be the one for me, where one guy is disappointed in the performance of another guy or group on the team. That would have been the big one for me.
Yeah, the CJ and either the interior offensive line, CJ and, I guess, Stephon Diggs. It wouldn't have been because of CJ. Like, Stephon Diggs was the one that everybody had their eyes on. It's like, oh, okay, boy, the production isn't what he probably thought it was going to be. Stephon Diggs, to his credit, I thought, acted just about every way you would want him to act in a situation like that. He was the guy telling the team, like, hey, we got to maintain focus and keep trying to get better and all that. Like, there was not a hint of disgruntlement out of Stephon Diggs before he got injured.
No, you're right. Now, he didn't really have to live through the muck part of the season here. I mean, he hurt himself in the Colts game. They were 6-2 after. I mean, he was there for the Green Bay game, and that was horrible. They only had 86 yards passing. But that was the first, like, really bad performance passing-wise. Mm-hmm. It was almost like that was Stephon Diggs' mulligan for the offense. You know, and then, you know, then he gets hurt against the Colts. So he didn't really go through the losing to the Jets. Now, maybe he affects winning, and they don't lose to the Jets. Who knows? But let's pretend the results are the same with Stephon as they were without him. That would have been very interesting to see him go through the loss to the Jets, the loss to the Lions, all these games where they're not scoring touchdowns in the second half of these games, the loss to the Titans, barely beating the Jacksonville Jaguars again, you know?
It's strange. Emotionally, the way I think myself and I sense a lot of people in the fan base have kind of handled the whole Stephon Diggs situation, which is, the offense has taken a step back as the season has gone along, and yet you don't really see the absence of Stephon Diggs mentioned as part of that because the promise of the offseason wasn't delivered on while Diggs was there. It's almost like you don't even acknowledge that, he was still a positive presence on the offense.
Yeah.
Like, we've probably wringed our hands more over the loss of Azeez Alshire for three games than we did over Stephon Diggs being lost for the entire season.
You're right about that.
Which is a reflection of just how bad the offense, or I guess how disappointing the offense has been.
Disappointing, and I think, too, that in some ways, the offense, even without Diggs, doesn't have an excuse to at least be average. They're below average right now. This is the same group of guys that was an above average offense last year by a lot of metrics, except
Joe Mixon.
Except Joe Mixon, and your entire offensive line has been healthy other than Kenyon Green, who was the worst of the five of them.
Wasn't here last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's like, no, Diggs does not let the offense off the hook. That's my thought on it.
Yeah, they were disappointing with Diggs.
Yes,
and you didn't really get to see a whole lot of Diggs and Tank Dell and Nico Collins together. But we saw enough to know that, all right, this isn't what we thought we were going to get.
Yep.
But it is a contributing factor right now. It's like the whole, I feel like 5 years from now, if Stephon Diggs doesn't re-sign with the Texans this next year, it's going to be one of those things that you have to remind yourself of. That this thing that was the, like, one of the big stories in the NFL all offseason long was that, oh yeah, remember when Stephon Diggs was on the Texans in 2024? That was weird.
And the more the Texans win, if they win, the less it'll be, the more it just gets buried in your subconscious. You know what I mean? Like, it's if they're winning, you know, who cares? It's a text message. Isn't Scott Hansen that To Catch a Predator guy? That's a different Scott Hansen, if I'm not mistaken.
That's Chris Hansen.
That's Chris Hansen. Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
I made the same mistake.
Oh, did you? Okay.
isn't Scott Hansen a linebacker for the Texans?
That's Jake Hansen. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All the Hansens. Gotcha. All the Hansens. The Umbop Hansens. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you, heading into the 9 o'clock hour. Is Nick Caserio the only one that is enthusiastic or supportive or thinks Bill Belichick to North Carolina could work out? And this North Carolina story is fascinating. There's stuff going on there, man.
Yeah, they got drama.
They got drama, yeah.
It ain't just illegal academic transcripts.
No. This is new drama.
More.
Yeah, this is new drama.
Wait, was that UNC or Duke?
It was UNC, yeah.
It was UNC.
Yeah, they were taking fake courses, yeah. All right, so we'll talk about that coming up next.